if all the politicians will go in the back and anybody who's got a business that move up to the front, the senator will answer a few questions.
They're shy.
They're shy? I don't think Mr. Ingles is shy.
Talk about what you've seen so far, what you think about everything.
Well, clearly all across the state and Greene County in particular, it's really been hit hard through a lot of damage. Mostly in New York, we've seen a lot of flooding damage. And for these businesses, their whole inventory is destroyed. Their infrastructure is broken down. Their ability to have a livelihood has been very gravely affected. So what we are trying to do, the Congressman and I, is make sure that the federal government stands ready to help. FEMA's been on the ground. They were on the ground last night here in Greene County. And we want to make sure that all these businesses are able to document their losses so that they can get access to capital right away so they can rebuild. These are our jobs. This is how our economy is going to rebuild. We need these businesses up and running as soon as possible.
Is the money there? We're hearing that FEMA is running low on funds, and there's obviously going to be a considerable amount of money needed to help rebuild.
Well, I'll tell you that, look, there's money that we can reprogram. You look at the bills that we've already addressed in the House. One of the 7 appropriations bills added money at a time of austerity. I think we can get some money from the defense appropriations bill in terms of reprogramming. So I think that's just one area, and there are other areas as well. But I mean, that's why we have a disaster relief fund. Mm-hmm. It's for moments like this. It's for America and for our businesses. And the Senator is exactly right. I mean, we're going to get America. We're going to rebuild. Our best days are still in front of us. Mm-hmm. They're going to start with helping them recover from this disaster.
Seems like the need, obviously, is immediate. How soon can we expect these funds?
Right now.
Well, what we want to get into the businesses' hands right now is all the forms they have to fill out. They've got to document their loss and get the forms in so we can get the aid. But it was really important that FEMA was on the ground yesterday so that they can actually see the damage personally and understand how significant it is. But really the most inspiring story of the day is how so many neighbors have been helping other neighbors, that the best of New Yorkers are really coming out, because our first responders have been incredible. They've been keeping families safe. They've been helping homebound seniors. They've been making sure that no one can be electrocuted because of flooding. They've really been on the ground 24/7 since this horrible storm, and they're making a difference. And people should feel very proud of the New Yorkers that have really come to the aid of others, and I certainly do, and I know the Congressman and I are very grateful for their service.
It's been a great team effort all the way across the police, our fire departments, also our National Guard that's been involved here on the ground in Greene County. And I just want to commend the leadership all throughout the county and the town. You've got young supervisors out there that are organizing their town for relief. And, I'm very proud of what they're doing, and absolutely neighbors helping neighbors. And going forward, being organized, the priorities, communicating those priorities so state and federal aid can be of assistance, these are the things that are paramount at this moment.
Where can people get the documents they need to fill out?
Our team's here on the ground. David Connors is the regional rep for Greene County. He's here. He has his business card. But any business that needs help, they just have to call my office or the congressman's office, and we will get them the documents they need. And if their email's not up and running, we'll hand deliver them.
Yesterday, it didn't seem like there was enough dry ice up on the mountaintop. There was some in Cairo, but there wasn't enough. Is it hard to reach places? Are they getting enough proper supplies they need?
Can I speak to that?
Yes. We were promised actually some dry ice from the power company yesterday afternoon, and it did not show up when I left on the mountaintop yesterday afternoon. With regards to supplies, I got to give kudos to the governor and his immediate staff. They have been absolutely outstanding in responding to the needs. Specifically on the mountaintop, that's where we have the most significant damage. Not that I want to minimize here, but the mountaintop has been really, really devastated. And they've been responsive, we've been responsive, and I'm looking for good days ahead. They're all positive, we have good people there.
Senator, the governor and Secretary Napolitano got a tour of some of the damage as well. Has the cooperation been there from FEMA this time?
It really has. I have to say, both the president and the governor worked so hard to be ready. We've seen what happens when FEMA is not up to snuff. We've seen what happens when our first responders don't have the resources they need to do their jobs. And so I think the preparedness for this disaster was heads and shoulders above other preparedness in the past. And it makes a difference. I mean, literally, it's the difference of families and their lives and well-being. And people were saved because of that preparedness. A lot of different parts of our state got evacuation orders in advance. A lot of businesses were able to save some materials because they could move them out of their basements in advance. And for those seniors at risk, a lot of senior centers were evacuated, and a lot of hospitals that were at risk were evacuated. So preparedness is so important. And you know, one other group that I want to thank is the Army Corps of Engineers. They have been working to make sure that when we do have the deluge of unbelievable flooding because of tributaries coming together through our waterways, they've worked very hard to clear those tributaries so that there's not the kind of damage that can happen. And so we want to keep investing in our the work of the Army Corps so they can prevent future disasters as well.
And let me just follow up to that too and just say that you know, both the center and I, we mourn the loss of life here in Greene County, but it is remarkable that more lives were not lost, and that's really due to the preparation. You know, I was in Prattsville a couple of days ago, and that storm came through, it basically you had several dozen mobile homes that were put up against trees, you know, and the main street taken out. The fact that there wasn't loss of life there is a miracle.
Let's go back to a timeline of rebuilding. How soon do you think those funds can get here, and when can people here really start the rebuilding process?
Well, we're going to urge them to submit their forms as soon as possible in the next week so we can get those funds in as soon as possible. I don't know how quickly FEMA turns around their work given the size of the catastrophe and the damage in this state and neighboring states, but we're going to advocate to get that money as soon as possible. There's also other ways to get federal money through normal grant processes that we're going to help these businesses apply for as well. And really give them the guidance to navigate the federal system. I don't think it's going to be quick enough for anybody because they need money today. But I know with the help and goodwill of the community, these families and these businesses will be up and running sooner than later.
And in the meantime, you got essential services. You've got all your levels of government working hard to bring back up the power. And here in Greene County, in excess of 15% still without power. So, and I'll tell you that folks are working around the clock to improve that circumstance. Access to clean water. Medical treatment and supplies, all of these things foundational, along with mobility enhancement. And you see engineers out today to fix roads and to make sure that roads and bridges are passable.
You just walked by two different circumstances, one in the workshop area, obviously them trying to put everything back together, and then you walk by that one sign over there that says reopen and a question mark. What does that tell you when you look at both sides?
It's just tough. I mean, when disaster hits a family or a business, you can't imagine it. And for every business and every family, it's going to take a different amount of time to get up and running. You know, the business we looked at who does the woodwork, they've lost major contracts. They were supposed to do orders this week that they are not going to be able to fill. They don't know how long it will take to be up and running. They've lost hundreds of thousands of dollars of equipment, they said, which means they'll have to order new equipment and get it in. How long is that going to take? So every timeline is going to be different, but it's devastating for each and every business. And so we just want to be as helpful as we can to bring to bear whatever resources we can as quickly as possible to give them the helping hand they need right now. But this is what's most important to us. You know, everything we're working on in Washington is all about the economy and jobs. And if our small businesses aren't surviving and can't get opened up, and, you know, that business had 7 employees, the other business had 2 employees, that's 9 families that could be out of work in Greene County. We can't have that. We have to be able to rebuild now, and we have to be able to get folks back to work.
And then you look at what hit in Springfield, Massachusetts, and Tuscaloosa before. There's been just so much of this over the course of this year.
It's been a tough year.
You know, but I'll tell you that the resiliency of the American people is on display here, and also the teamwork. You've got teams here from Columbia County. So you've got counties working with counties to make a difference. You've got towns helping towns. That was the nature of this storm. It hit some counties harder than others, some towns worse than others, but we're all in this together.
Yeah.
And we're all working to make that recovery.
How many Irene-related deaths are we talking upstate right now? Any idea on the count?
I would be really careful about putting exact numbers. I would tell you that we have lost life.
Too many is the reality.
In upstate New York, and we mourn that loss. And otherwise, towns are working really hard to ensure accountability, going family by family, structure by structure, to ensure that we have all individuals accounted for.
And then any idea of a cost, even right now, of how much it will take, you know, across all of upstate, across the state, to rebuild?
look, I mean, it's very significant. And I was up north yesterday with the governor up in Essex County. And so, you know, all throughout upstate New York, you've seen significant damage. And the process now needs to be in terms of documentation, getting essential services back up, and keeping the right mindset. Yeah. We are going to rebuild.
And it's going to take time, and not to give up and not to lose hope. And I know this community is a strong one, and we will rebuild.
After 9/11, everybody came together politically and all that stuff. There's been a tough year politically as well. Nobody, you know, on the same page. Can this be a time to get everybody back together and get a common effort?
I'm hoping so. And I know with the congressman and other, our whole delegation in New York, we will certainly bring that bipartisan support to Washington and say we do need to solve these problems together.
And let me also say this, that at the end of the day, we did get the mission done. In terms of making sure we had a budget for 2011 and making sure that we didn't default on our obligations. So certainly some differences among the parties, but in the end, we came together to get it done.
Thank you.
Okay, we got to wind up.